Veteran broadcaster Robert Trout began covering national political conventions for CBS Radio in 1936, and he's in Chicago now, and he remembers 1968 and how strikingly different the mood in the Windy City was from his previous posting.
Although broadcasting a convention is usually exhausting work, it can be exhilarating as well, and I looked forward to a week of good times after the month of frustration and rancor I'd recently spent in Paris, which was then my permanent post. I was unaware that I was going from a city that had been paralyzed by young people with demands that were loud, but not always very clear, to a city where the young people seemed to know exactly what they wanted, an end to the war in Vietnam. The French youth just wanted things to be, well, better. The two had at least one point in common. In Paris and Chicago, the discontented young appeared to enjoy tossing around the word revolution, as if it were a long-awaited sporting event. The Paris Uprising, as it was sometimes called, began scarcely noticed, like any other springtime demonstration. After all, spring and student strikes were synonymous in Paris. But in 1968, the French youth, out in the streets in greater force than usual, made a vigorous effort to get the labor unions to join them. Eventually, many did, though the hard-headed workers had their own agenda, self-advancement, and kept their distance from the excitable students, who tended to know what they hated but not what they wanted. The American students, who gathered in Chicago, tended to keep their distance from the blue-collar workers, whom they usually dismissed as hard hats. The French students were more resolute than in other years. They took over public buildings, opened a hamburger grill inside the entrance to the handsome Odeon Theater. Red flags began to fly from balconies all over, followed by the banner of another adversary of the establishment, the black flags of anarchy. The scent of tear gas drifted through unlikely neighborhoods, often mild and not unpleasant, like the faint traces of an unfamiliar perfume. In Chicago, the mood was to be a bit more harsh and a lot less expansive, more limited in scope. One of its achievements was stink bombs by the gallon jugful in the lobbies of high-scale hotels. In Paris, I was caught in an afternoon of non-moving traffic. At length, two men in an automobile ahead brought out a board, put it on the hood, and began a game of chess. As the student rebellion ended, the French police ventured into the basement of the university, reputed to be the fortress of a band of seriously dangerous militants, imported by the students for future use. There the police found a boy student and a girl student locked in the ultimate embrace of love. Virtually all Paris was delighted by that.
Broadcaster Robert Trout hosts a series about political conventions. It's distributed by Public Radio International. Thank you.